When you feel you are capable of more, lean into it. When you are a hustler, an innovator, a motivator, or in a miserable job that you just can't stand, it is perfectly okay and very healthy thing to do to consider to take your talents elsewhere. Welcome to Maximizing Fitness, Fat Loss, and Running Through Perimenopause, the podcast for the everyday recreational female runner, active woman, or fitness lover who's ready to take charge of her health, hormones, and energy. If dying to maximize your ability to feel, look, or run your best at any age without overcomplicating it, welcome to the right place. I'm your host, Louise Valentine, a multi-award-winning exercise physiologist, holistic health practitioner, performance scientist, nutrition, running, and strength coach. I'm thrilled to have you join us. Each week, I'll keep it simple, straightforward, and science-based as we deep dive into how you can work with your female physiology to ditch hormone havoc, maximize fueling, fitness, fat loss, and injury prevention to live a vibrant, healthy, and high-performance life. To the active, fierce female listening, yes, you can and you deserve to have it all. I'm putting directly into your capable hands the game-changing strategies that I wish I would have had in my own journey. So whenever your heart desires, yes, you can lace up your shoes, go for an energized run, and look fit as hell. Ready to join a revolution of unlocking your best with science and simplicity? Hell yes, you are. Let's get started. Hi, ladies. Welcome back to another episode. I'm excited to have a solo show today, share a little bit about my career journey, how I came up with Breaking Through Wellness, designed industry-leading methods that are leading the way for women age 35 and beyond. And, you know, sometimes we always talk about where Breaking Through Wellness is today, where even my co-coaches and I are now compared to the journey. So I think it's important to talk about the journey. And in an upcoming presentation to my scientific peers, to sports medicine providers, those leading the way in health and fitness, human performance, in addition to our next generation of certified health and fitness professionals, I'm speaking as the ACSM Certified Professional of the Year. So I'm sharing my career journey, about my story, turning my health, fitness, and recreational running breakdowns into breakthroughs, and how I designed the methods today that are providing women just like you amazing results. And so I thought that I would be a little vulnerable here and actually do a rehearsal of my upcoming presentation. So I don't know what I will cut, what I'll keep. Right now I have slides that you'll see I'll go through to compliment. And I may stop and talk to you guys a little bit during this, but I thought that I would just get it out there into the world and share this story with our podcast community, because again, seeing the journey and getting to know me as your podcast host, as the founder of Breaking Through Wellness, and sharing this story is important. I believe our journeys and turning our pain into purpose is what makes us such great practitioners and people for this world. So maybe my story will resonate with you a bit. And it's kind of interesting to see the inside scoop of what it's like to work as a female in pro sports, work as a female in science. My goodness, that's not easy. And if you want a career in medicine, and really, we have a lot of obstacles as women who are ambitious, who want to have achievements in life and have a career. And oftentimes we're told to just stay at home and, you know, raise some kids. And, you know, for women who choose that path, that's beautiful. But I wanted so much more for my life. So you'll see how I got bold, how I got feisty, and how I fought for myself meticulously throughout my career and my health journey. So enjoy today's presentation. Apologize ahead of time. It's a little bit rough. We still are like 4 days out from the actual conference, but I want to just run through this, get it off my chest, and share it with you. So with that, let's get started here, guys. I'm Louise Valentine, your 2023 Certified Professional of the Year, and I'm here to share what I know to superpower your success. So I do have a handout that complements the presentation. So those who are there are going to have that to reference before and after, but you know, just ensuring that people are set up for success. Well, because I do have a lot of content here to cover. But when we all chose a career in health and fitness, it was because we wanted to impact the world for the better. And I think everyone in this upcoming room of people that I'm going to be speaking to can agree on that. But the reality is that our industry is hard. We go online and we are drowned out by terrible health, fitness, and nutritional information by people who don't have a science background. And they have thousands of followers. And here we are with years of education. And it can be very discouraging. And then we are often overworked, underpaid. And if you're a female like myself who wanted a career in pro sports, sports medicine, or science, that too is incredibly challenging. So I stand before you today as someone who's done it nearly all in the industry. I have published research. I have collaborated with doctors. I've worked in the NFL. I've designed health programs that have won awards. I have written a best-selling book, innovative in a health tech startup. And I now run my own successful company called Breaking Through Wellness for active women and recreational runners age 35 and beyond. It probably seems like an unimaginable amount of success, right? Well, actually, it was due to a heck of a lot of obstacles and failures. I firmly believe that there is nothing different between me and this room full of young, ambitious professionals, as well as seasoned professionals. There's nothing different between me and them. And I'm going to share with them my most epic failures, my best strategies, how I did it, and my exciting wins along the way. So I'm going to share how to design a career and a life that you love, keys about starting your own business, how to build a smart and strategic social media strategy, and calculating your business bottom line, all keys to your success. So let's do this. Let's talk all about how to build and design a career and life that you love. Let's start with the elephant in the room, which is how the heck did this girl get a job with the NFL? Especially when you hear that I got it before graduating undergrad and that I worked for the Cleveland Browns in the early 2000s. They had an entire coaching staff overhaul each season. So how the heck did I retain my job? Fascinating, right? Here's how I did it. It was my dream to get into sports medicine or sports nutrition growing up. I started in the dietetics field, and I actually had a crazy experience. I was all the way through my undergrad in my internships when I had a professor that always mentored me pull me aside and say, "Louise, I have to tell you how I did it all wrong." I'm thinking, "What?" And he says, "Yeah, I feel so stuck in my career right now. I see your passion for sports nutrition, for health and fitness, and I know you want to get into sports dietetics, but I have to tell you that if I could do it all over again, I'd go back and get my undergrad in exercise science and first understand how the human body actually works." He felt back then, about 25 years ago, the field of dietetics had way too far to go. He felt stuck in his career, and he didn't want me to experience the same. Holy crap, right? This professor solidified everything I was feeling in my gut. I did not like my dietetics internships, and I actually felt like most of what I was learning was terrible advice to actually improve the health and fitness of my patients. So I did it. I pivoted my entire career in that moment. And my parents were pissed. They were like, "No, you're about to graduate. No, all the tuition money. No." But I did it. I stopped and I went the holistic route. I got a degree in massage therapy. I took over 12 different classes in anatomy and physiology. So yeah, I learned how the human body worked. I decided to go back, of course, that I'd finished my undergrad in exercise science and pre-med bio. So when I was in massage school, though, I saw this ad for this woman who was hiring for the Cleveland Browns. And here I was, not even graduated from massage school yet. I knew I had to make myself stand out. So I ask you, are you eyeing dream jobs and not taking a leap to apply? Are you an undergrad or looking to get a kick-ass experience and afraid to reach out and introduce yourself? Do it. Take the leap and the net will appear. So here's what I did. My leap was pretty creative, being I don't even have a massage license yet or a degree. I made a cover letter to my cover letter with my resume, and it said, "Why Louise is a no-brainer hire for the Cleveland Browns. Number one, eager to learn. Number two, not biased based on years of experience," right? I'm young and moldable. "Number three, innovative and a team player. Number four, I'm also an athlete, a runner who's willing to go the extra mile." I, of course, had to have that sense of humor. And number five, the most important thing that I said was I'm planning to finish my degree in exercise science and get my ACSM, certified personal trainer, and exercise physiologist certifications, as well as my NSCA, strength and conditioning specialist certifications as soon as possible. I boldfaced it and I underlined it. And you know what? I got an interview. But then when I actually got into the room of this interview situation where every single therapist was about 20 years older than me, had multiple degrees and about 20 years experience. And here I am like, hi guys, not licensed yet, you know? But I knew I had, again, to make myself stand out. So, you know, what's interesting is we were in a group interview setting and everyone was supposed to do these mock massages on athletes. And every single person there did the same thing. They went from the arm to the leg, to the leg, to the arm, to the flip them over and get their back. The exact routine that we had learned in massage school. And I'm sitting there thinking like, guys, this is sports massage. So when it was my turn, I stopped and I asked if the athlete was injured. He said, yes. And then I said, well, what was the mechanism injury? Tell me about how it happened. And then I worked directly on his injury. I took a moment to analyze the human who was in front of me, knowing that no massage, no health or fitness, you know, session should ever be cookie cutter. And you know what? Everyone else looked at me like I was nuts, but I got the job. So I want everyone here today to reflect on what makes you unique as a health and fitness professional. What makes you unique, podcast listener, as a vibrant, healthy woman? As you reflect on dream careers, promotions, or a dream business, maybe you're reflecting on your dream in health and fitness for the purposes of those who are listening to this podcast, write down five things that make you a no-brainer, perfect fit for the opportunity. The bottom line is confidently knowing what makes you unique, valuable, and different is essential to your success. Have this list started and have it to reference when needed. So, was very interesting, as you can imagine, being one of the first females ever allowed in the Cleveland Browns training facility. It was a journey. Being so young and, well, not exactly ugly, you can imagine that it was so interesting. I had to stand up for myself. I had to be bold. I had to be feisty. And if I'm being honest, most of the staff and the players thought I was a prostitute. So that was fun. Yeah, you know, air quotes, the massage therapist over there. But I worked hard to prove otherwise. I started a Louise Will Not Massage list for any player who made a pass at me. And I handed it to the coaches. And I said I refused to massage that player again. That did shut a few people up. Brings me to a few key takeaways here. Integrity. We cannot fake it and we must have it always. Number two, value the hours of hard work you put into your education. So as an example, anytime a player made a pass at me, offered to buy me a car or an apartment, because they do, that stuff happens. I was like, hell no, I'm working way too hard to stand tall as a female in this league. And then I'm also studying way too hard to pass this darn ACSM exercise physiologist certification. Like, that's a hard test. There is no way I'm putting all of that on the line. And my third takeaway for you, choose to value your worth as a professional, even if it means making tough decisions to get paid what you're worth. So as an example, in my position with the Browns, I made $50 per hour back then. I leaned into, and I knew if I started my own business, I could make a heck of a lot more. And that was what was equivalent out in the real world. It was even like $100 an hour back then, years and years ago. So I massaged about 5 players each season as their personal massage therapist. I got to know them holistically. I got to know their, you know, relationship problems. We asked about nutrition. We talked about performance and what they were doing to getting the cutting edge. We talked about mindset. And as a result, my athlete care became holistic. It became valued and a cut above. And my business boomed. And I did stay connected to the team for a few hours per week as a resume builder, because that's smart, right? But it was very important for me to make what I was worth, even as a young professional. And when it came to building rapport with my sports medicine and strength and conditioning colleagues in the NFL, what the heck did I do to stand out? Because here I am, super young, youngest person in the room, and female. You guys will love this. I kid you not. I carried around my giant massage table because they made me bring in my own, this giant duffel bag with all my stuff, and my American College of Sports Medicine and NSCA strength and conditioning textbooks around the facility. And these textbooks, guys, are not small. They are like crazy thick. And I look like a fool carrying them around. But I had to prove that I was a smart, intelligent female who belonged in a man's world. And you know what? I was eventually asked about the textbooks. And what did I say? Oh yeah, I go to college across the street at Ball and Walls University. I'm studying my exercise science degree. Few more semesters before I graduate, get my ACSM, exercise physiologist, and NSCA CSCS credentials. You know, the ones you have, can't wait. You know what, guys? No one assumed that I was sleeping with the players anymore. And my colleagues started to share research papers with me because who else could they nerd out with? Me, human performance and sports science nerd. And I started to learn so incredibly fast, all about human performance, strength and conditioning, nutrition even. It was amazing. But the other thing too is that I was valued by my colleagues. They started asking for my assessment of player injuries, their tight muscles. And it's so interesting because what young massage therapist goes up to like seasoned NFL staff with an opinion? I did, because I cared. And that brings me to my next takeaway. Genuinely care about the client, patient, or athlete who's in front of you, it will pay off in ways you never expect. As an example, some of my players got traded up to the Detroit Lions. And guess what? The head therapist of the Lions at the time was the guru of sports massage therapy. She literally wrote my textbook in massage school. But here these players were calling me and another staff member of the Browns because they valued our care. They said, no one else looks at me as holistically as you do. You're one of the best. And here I was, a young massage therapist with only years of experience. Man, genuinely care. It's amazing how that comes back in ways you never expect. During the off season, I would work in medical fitness in hospital centers. I collaborated with local physicians, and I truly had this dream position in this 365 day a year business. But it's interesting because life always happens, right? In order to build a career and a life that you love, you have to make tough decisions. And we're talking about both of those things today here, right? So one summer, I met up with a friend who was in the Army. He and I decided to start dating. He went to war in Iraq. We continued to date. I worked for the NFL. But then when he came home, there were only 10 months in between his next deployment when he would go to war at Afghanistan. So here I had a decision to make. I was either going to move up to Fort Drum with him, New York, where he was stationed, and leave behind the Browns for a little bit, or I'd stay and I'd just continue on with my career with the NFL. I had one semester left to finish my undergrad degree at this point. It is 7 years in the making at this point. Can you imagine? One semester left. But I did it. I put it on hold and I took that leap. And you know what? Leap and the net will appear. And when it doesn't, you have to commit to sowing it yourself. We will all inevitably have a lot of nets in our career and life to sow, right? And what's about to come in my career, I'm going to have to sow so many of my own darn nets. And I actually keep this quote, leap in the net will appear, in my office to this day to remind me when it doesn't show up, I am fully capable of sowing it myself. So in my story, we got married, of course, it worked out, and then he was deploying again. So he went to war in Afghanistan and I went back to working with the NFL. But reality was, is I was now an Army spouse. So here my life was forever changed in ways that I never even expected. We lost so many friends at war that year. I missed college classes. I missed tests. I got a C in a class. I should have had an A just because of my absence record, because I was burying my friends that we lost at war. My husband was a combat aviator getting shot at in the skies. His base was getting bombed when I was on the phone with him. And here I was in this high demand job, supposed to act like my NFL player's, tight hamstring was an emergency. And it didn't feel aligned anymore. And I realized my heart was being with my husband the minute he got off that plane from Afghanistan. I knew my time with the Browns was coming to an end. in order to create a life that I loved. However, here's the thing. I got a call from the MLB, the Cleveland Browns at the time, or the Cleveland Indians at the time, that they were hiring for a massage therapist. So of course I had to take the interview to prove to myself that I could get the job. And you know what? As I was driving that 8-hour drive from Ohio to move to be with my husband in New York, I got the call that I had gotten the job. I cried such ugly tears, like hysterical, unable to drive tears, as I drove back to New York, leaving behind my dream career, a career anyone would kill to have, to build and create a life that I loved. Tough decisions, guys. We have to make them. So I truly had no idea what was coming for me as a military spouse. Can I be honest? It was pure hell. We moved over 9 times in 12 years. No one wants to hire a military spouse who's inevitably going to move. As an example, when I moved up to New York, I put in over 60 different resumes and didn't get a single call back. One thing that I learned right away was I had to be smart, I had to stand out, and I had to be different. So what I did is I created a career portfolio. I had my resume. Next, I had a little tab and it went to work philosophy. I would research positions ahead of time, and I would add 5 bullet points of assets and different benefits of myself that I would bring to a position. I was a young professional at the time, so I included college project samples. For example, in my capstone project, in my exercise science degree, I did a project for it was a 70-year-old male who wanted to enhance his longevity through health and fitness, prevent injuries as he aged. So I included that because I didn't have a lot of work samples at the time to show. But as you saw in the slide previously, I had testimonials for my NFL players. So I used those. I created a personal training evaluation form for anyone that I worked with. And I asked that they would just fill it out, sign it with permission that I could share it. That was amazing. And I had work samples eventually as my career continued to build. I got letters of recommendation from, you know, physicians I had collaborated with, teachers, work supervisors, and this gave me the cutting edge. So then what I could do is I could say we got orders to Alabama. I would research the positions that were available, which weren't many, and I would send a resume and this career portfolio ahead of time. You know what's ironic? Most military spouses can't and don't have the opportunity to have a position when they relocate somewhere for 8 months, like we did to Alabama. I had a job before I arrived. I lived in a hotel room because we didn't even have a house yet in Alabama. But you know what I had? A job. Because I valued my career and I refused to give up. But this career portfolio gave me that cutting edge, and I highly recommend it for any professional or anyone who's doing a major career switch. It will give you a cutting edge. Imagine getting a resume, but then getting this too. That's somebody who's going to go an extra mile for that position, correct? I think a hiring agent would love to see that. So eventually, this fight to gain meaningful employment and being at the mercy of the job market wherever we went to got incredibly old. So I had a bright idea. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to medical school. Yes, that is the answer, because any Army base we go to will have a hospital and I can get a job as a sports medicine provider. Yes, this has to be it. So here's the thing. At this point in my career, all of my college coursework had expired. There is a rule where your college coursework has to be relevant and within the past 5 to 10 years. So I did it. I had to retake Gen Chem, physics, biochem, you name it, all of those nightmare classes that no one ever wants to think about again. I retook them all. And years later, I did it. I got into medical school. I was so pumped. I had multiple interviews and offers all on the East Coast. And where did my husband get orders to? California. We never saw it coming. And so here I am, a pivotal career decision once again. But here's the thing. At this point, I have a 6-month-old son. He took me 4 years to conceive due to hormonal health challenges. So I'm either going to leave my miracle baby and my husband, watch them both live their best life in California through FaceTime while I go to medical school, or I can put medical school aside and be with my family. I did it. I chose to be with my family in order to build a life that I loved, which for me meant family first. But dang, not an easy decision. But I again got feisty. Everyone at this point is telling me to give up. Like, why the heck are you even trying, Louise? Just pop out some babies. I'm like, I just popped one out. I want a career, for God's sakes. I work the NFL. I value myself more than that, right? So that same month that I turned in my notification letters to medical schools that I wouldn't attend, I started my online master's program in public health practice at the University of Massachusetts. This was amazing. What was very interesting is, you know, this reflection on, I want more for myself, for me, so that I can use my innovative brain, right? So I want you to think about, if you know deep down inside of you, you are worth so much more, that God put you on this earth to impact, do not let others influence you to give up. Think about any goals that others are telling you to give up on that you know deep down you are so capable of achieving, even if it takes a long time or extra hard work. These can be any goals, right? It can be personally, professionally, in your health or your fitness. The bottom line is, you are so capable of seeing your goals through if you really want to. It's likely not going to happen on your timeline, right? We all barely ever achieve our desired goals on our own timeline. But if you really want to achieve it, you absolutely can do it. So in my story, it would turn out that I would start to have tremendous struggles in my health due to the stress of our military lifestyle, genetic predispositions I wasn't yet aware of, and underlying health conditions. But what was so cool about my master's program is I could study whatever I wanted to. I learned how to interpret research effectively in order to design health programs with measurable and effective outcomes, right? Really nerd out. But I studied women's health, hormones, preventing running injuries, and strengthening my female body to come back correctly postpartum, because I was jacked up after having babies. I don't know about you ladies in this podcast, but my goodness, like my pelvic floor health, my diastasis recti, why did my hips always hurt? And back then, we did not have a lot of science to support this or practitioners that could help. So here I was deep diving with my American College of Sports Medicine membership into the research, into the literature, the exact science, to find my own answers, to create my own programs. My blood sugar was always falling and I didn't know why. I had brain fog. So I investigated things like, why do I have this hormone havoc? Why do I feel like absolute crap when I'm eating so well? And I started to realize that I could start to turn around my health by deep diving into the science and designing my own breakthrough moments, turning my recreational health, fitness, and hormone breakdowns into breakthroughs. And it was so exciting. I studied holistic nutrition, sports nutrition. I investigated insulin resistance, or why our blood sugar always crashes, which, as you ladies know, I like love talking about. Like, there's a reason why. No one's talking about it. It has to do with our female physiology, our hormones, right? I desperately wanted to feel like myself again as a woman who was struggling so much. And I investigated, did I have to give up running in order to have good health, hormones, and energy? And I started to pave my own way. But what was interesting is going to UMass was one of the best decisions of my life. And here I was learning how to prevent hormone havoc, health, fitness, and recreational running breakdown. Had I gone to medical school, all I would have done was learn how to diagnose, treat, and prescribe medications. And here I was doing the opposite, using a holistic food, strength and conditioning, recreational running approach as medicine. Pretty fascinating. This is all going somewhere very big. I just didn't know it yet. I'm sure the listeners of this podcast can start to predict where this is all going. But I want you to take a moment here today, brainstorm. What obstacles have you overcome in your career and life? What's unique about your health or fitness history? What are you passionate about in health and fitness, or your job, your zone of genius of work, your career? What lights you up? When you hear me talk about ditching hormone havoc, women's recreational running, health and fitness, active women, feeling their best, you can tell I light up, right? What lights you up? Think about that here today. So, of course, my story continues on, right? What happened after my master's program? I was fortunate enough to complete a research fellowship for the US government, and it was amazing. I was working alongside, you know, running injury prevention researchers, human performance researchers. I had read about their studies growing up. And I was just thrilled to work alongside them. I innovated, I was motivated, I was a hustler. Do you know who doesn't belong in government work, guys? A hustler. Yeah, so it was very interesting. I love the scientists I work with, but the pace at which we brought science to practice drove me nuts. Like, I actually took some of our running injury prevention research, created a whole injury prevention program for the US military, like measurable outcomes, rollout strategies, pilot groups, everything in my spare time. And it sat on a desk, never to be acknowledged. Talk about frustrating. I wanted to do so much more, and I felt my innovative brain dying a slow death in a cubicle. And I didn't like that. Additionally, there was a policy that research fellows would have to stay in their research fellowship for 5 years before ever being considered for a government position. As a military spouse, I wanted that government position. I wanted that job security. I deserved it at this point in my career. But unfortunately, the policies were not designed to retain young or innovative talent. So what did I do? Are you familiar with LeBron James' ESPN special called The Decision of 2010? LeBron James was playing with the Cleveland Cavs at the time. Cleveland was his hometown. The people loved him. Oh my goodness. But his decision was he going to leave and go play for another team? And LeBron had this obviously giant career decision. What happened? What did he say?
The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
And this fall, man, it's very tough. And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Why?
Like I said before, I feel like it's going to give me the best opportunity to win and to win for multiple years. And not only just to win in a regular season or just to win 5 games in a row or 3 games in a row. I want to be able to win championships, and I feel like I can compete.
LeBron wanted to compete. He wanted to win championships. And he knew in order to grow professionally that he would have to take his talents elsewhere. And that's what he did. And that's what I did. I LeBron James my research fellowship. I took my talents elsewhere. I want you all to remember, when you feel you are capable of more, lean into it. When you are a hustler, an innovator, a motivator, or in a miserable job that you just can't stand, it is perfectly okay and very healthy thing to do to consider to take your talents elsewhere. So I took my talents to a health tech startup. And let me tell you, for anyone who knows anything about working for a startup, you can work all day, all night. And that's exactly what I did. But my personal health was still suffering. So circling back a bit, I was overweight, always sick in my youth, last on my high school cross country team, not a great athlete. My immune systems were persistent. I missed a ton of high school. And now here I was working at this startup and I'd never really seemed to recover postpartum with my second child. I had serious brain fog, epic fatigue, felt terrible hormone related symptoms. And I started to study holistic nutrition, functional medicine, and try to redesign my approach to my own nutrition, fitness, and running to be more kind in alignment with my female physiology. I started to get to the root causes of what ended up being gut health infections, autoimmune disease, premature menopause, hypothyroidism, osteoporosis, precancer, and the list goes on. I was told by my doctors that I was destined for a lifetime of disease, needed medications, hormone replacement therapy, and thousands of dollars in supplements. So I took a step back and I asked, why is my female body fighting me? I shocked my doctors as I started to reverse my health naturally with a nourishing whole food nutrition, fitness, and strategic running approach that supported my female body, hormones, gut health, and energy. Guess what, guys? This was also the key to unlocking my very best fitness and running. I qualified for a competitive running team after having 2 kids while successfully reversing my health challenges. Sounds like I'm again turning my personal health and fitness breakdowns into breakthroughs, right? As I worked in this health tech job, I realized 3 things. Number one, the stress of it was adding to my problems, draining my hormonal health and energy. Number 2, I had successfully built my own company in the past. So I asked, why the heck am I grinding to build somebody else's company when I could be grinding to build my own? What am I doing? Number three, the most important thing, is I realized that so many other women just like me are struggling with hormone havoc, not understanding how to eat, live, weightlift, or run with their female physiology and not against it. As more female-specific science started to emerge, I realized there was something here. So many active women want to learn how to safely lose weight and balance it with the love of running or fitness without damaging our hormones and metabolism. There are women who dream of running strong for life without feeling drained or being injured all the time. And there are so many women who want to feel their best through perimenopause, or what's when our hormones start to decline around age 35. And this is happening earlier for some recreational women runners just like me. But we're told by our doctors, this is just aging, welcome to the club. Or here's a lifetime of meds, good luck. There are so many active perimenopausal women who are trying so darn hard to be energized, healthy, strong, look fit, and be active for life. I started to think about it. I had lived a menopausal woman's worst nightmare. I'd reversed much of it with a simple, low-stress, and female-specific science-based approach. I knew how to mitigate hormone symptoms like hot flashes, low libido, the belly fat, epic fatigue, bone loss. I had been there. I actually understand female physiology and how to protect our hormones with a holistic health, nutrition, fitness, and running approach, because I had to do it for myself. So I again took a huge leap and I took my talents elsewhere. But this time it was working for myself. And I started my company Breaking Through Wellness for active women and runners age 35 and beyond. The startup was not happy. They're like, no, you're about to be named, you know, employee of the month or employee of the year for 2 years in a row. And here's a promotion and all the things, like, you're doing all the things. And that's the thing, guys. I was doing all the things at the expense of my own health. So I want you to remember this takeaway, that it's okay to take your talents elsewhere. It's not okay to get walked on or burned out. Questions to ask yourself. Do you have any areas of your life or career where you need to take your talents elsewhere? Think beyond just career. What's no longer serving you? I do transition at this point into how to build your own business and things that I learned. So I'll share a little bit with that with you guys here on the podcast. This is hard. I gave birth to two babies naturally. Starting your business is harder. So here's the thing. One thing I should mention is while working for the startup, I wrote a best-selling book called The Art of Breaking Through. And I also went number one certified health education specialist in the US because I had such great innovation and outcomes in chronic disease prevention management and health program design. So I thought these accolades would help me. Like I thought, oh yeah, everyone wants to work with someone who was number one in the US. But you know what? No one understands or knows what a certified health education specialist is. It is a master's level credential, but you know, people are like, I just need a health coach. I'm like, no, I'm like the person who designed stuff for the health coaches. I can really help you as a health coach, right? But oh my gosh, the way that we market things, the way that we word things to actually reach our ideal clients, the people who need our services, is so challenging. So I deep dive into some of these takeaways and hard lessons learned. As an example, the most important thing to remember is if you build it, they will come. If you build it, they will come is bullshit. It takes time, strategy, focus, and grit. Oh my goodness. So when I first started my business, I built an entire learning academy. I was trying to coach both male and female recreational athletes, focusing on how to unlock your potential. And I went way too wide in my marketing. You know who doesn't really resonate with the word athlete sometimes? Us recreational women runners. And when you come to my website and you see that I work for the NFL, like that's a little intimidating. What is she going to do to help me? I'm just like struggling with my hormones. I got my marketing so wrong. The women that I coached didn't think that my program applied to them. So the key takeaway is it does not matter how many degrees, advanced credentials, years of experience, or how many awards you have. As health and fitness professionals, we cannot assume that we know what people need or what our clients want. Now, if you ever visit Breaking Through Wellness's website, breakingthroughwellness.com, you'll see it's very strategic. I have, you know, what helps us stand out? Those industry-leading support and results, right? We're definitely different there. I use women 35 plus and the word perimenopause because a lot of women who are over 35 don't realize that they are perimenopausal by definition of when our hormones decline, Others are very clearly feeling that hormone havoc and they're like, yep, perimenopause, that's me. And then what are the results that I help you achieve? Maximizing fitness, fat loss, and strong running. But what's unique about it is that we do it with less stress, right? We do simple, low stress, science-based strategy. So I include all of those words. But I know there's a lot of runners out there that don't necessarily identify as a runner. Like you kind of think of like the pro. And so I have that tagline, we welcome all women serious about feeling your best, including non-runners. So while I admit my marketing is not perfect, this is what I've learned about my ideal client. We have to get to know the women that we want to work with. Or, you know, for me, like I know you guys, those who come into the program so well, because I've been there. You know, we have similar stories or we have the same vision of ourselves. So I encourage those that I am going to be speaking to get to know their ideal clients well. What are they struggling with? How do they want to feel? How do they dream of feeling, right? What don't our ideal clients know? What do they need to know more about? Like, we cannot assume any of this, no matter how credentialed or smart we are. So I do share that, you know, in my marketing, in my program design, I looked at all of these things that women were getting stuck with. I'd been there myself, but I wouldn't want to assume that people just knew the things that I did. So, you know, even a 5-pound loss can help someone feel more confident. You know, a client said to me, I don't want perimenopause to mean that I just lay down and die. They have a vision for themselves. And they don't, you know, you guys don't know sometimes why alcohol makes you feel like crap now. So I educate around that because we want to enjoy alcohol. We don't want to be exhausted and moody. And then when we look at actually designing a program, what do our clients need? That dreamy ideal client that we want to work with. You guys don't want to be tired all the time. You don't want to watch your muscle waste away. You want to understand why you're bloating, why you have cravings, why you have hot flashes. Why is your energy crashing and why are you gaining weight despite eating well? Those are the questions you have. You want to know when the heck to eat what. I know I say that all the time, but it's because I listened, right? And for me to use big words like insulin resistance or, you know, these scientific terms, like they're, I can educate around that, of course, but these are the outcomes that we want to prevent, right? So I'm very careful about, even in our academy, not being so science-based that it's just like, I don't know, a class. It needs to be about us and what we're trying to achieve. And I learned this by coaching. I listened, I learned, I coach. I modified science-based best practices specific to what works best for women just like you listening to this podcast. This is what drives best results and how, even though my social media following is small, every follower who now get, even if it was one every couple of days, I'm hoping that that's a person who needs my message, who needs this education, who wants these strategies. That's who I want to coach, right? That's who we want in this program. Like you guys know, like I'm not really much about the money. I'm about the impact. Is what happened to me, as you now know, I want no other women to experience that. So I now have industry-leading results. Why? Because I designed a step-by-step, week-by-week process so that women can optimize their gut health, their metabolism, their energy, and their hormones as that healthy foundation that they need to get through these changing hormones. So I educate around that, right? Without that foundation, your body will continue to fight your goals. I learned the hard way. Your hormones will be drained at a faster rate, especially if you're trying to achieve weight loss, fitness, or running goals. Perimenopause is going to be hell. And I know because I lived it. So now I take all of that combined with areas where women get stuck and have all those additional resources. So it is a comprehensive experience that gets industry-leading results. And it proves that when women know simple and sustainable ways to work with our changing hormones, we crush our goals at any age. If you guys look at this little chart I have here on my website, breakingthroughwellness.com, of these, a summary of industry-leading results is, yeah, we are ditching health and fitness concerns without HRT or medication, with food and exercise as medicine, ditching premature menopause and ovarian failure. You guys have heard Ariel's story, right? Coach Ariel? Insane. And reversing infertility and perimenopause havoc. Like this does not have to be your story. And it's amazing. And so to stand here as a certified professional of the year and sharing these outcomes, like, yes, this is part of the reason why, because food and exercise is medicine. And there are smart, ambitious, wonderful women just like you who deserve to have a program designed for them, right? We talked about that fit shaming. Just because you are strong, you're fit, you want to lose weight. Let's talk about the safe and effective way to do it. Because it's so darn possible. So I do share in my presentation here that we remember that running injury prevention program that just sat on a desk based on cutting edge research. Well, you can look at the stats of our program where we have one new running related injury within the past 4 years. Yeah, there's where that running injury prevention program now lives and is empowering amazing women just like you. And you're coming to the program and you're ditching old injuries. So with that, I do share some social media strategy with this audience and share about how, you know, there's so much fit shaming and so much crap out there for this messaging around perimenopause and how, you know, having it all isn't possible. So I do share about how, you know, I address certain things on the podcast with you ladies. I share how my mission is not to be like that person who is putting out rude content, is, you know, flashing my abs, is being that cookie cutter person online. I don't want that in any way for the woman who is feeling stuck in hormones, whether it's because you've got a little bit of belly fat, because you feel crummy, because you're not showing up like the woman that you want to be for the world. It's just not the way I'm going to show up on social media. I'm actually going to educate and empower. And I'm going to speak to that woman, that ideal dreamy client who I know needs this program, just hasn't found us yet, or she's listening and she's been so darn burned by like functional medicine. And maybe she's worked with a dietitian for years and got no results, or she was working at the running coach. She still feels stuck. Yeah. I get it takes time. It takes time before you reach out. But when you do, you're ready. You are so darn ready for this program. You're like, I cannot believe I found this. I cannot believe I found this community of women. And what happens? You get amazing results because you're hyper motivated. You know what you want and you found what you need. So with that, ladies, I wanted to share this presentation with you because, first of all, just getting it out to you first and just getting it off my chest is, you know, it's like kind of a big, obviously one of the biggest moments of my career. And I can't take you in the room with me. I'm not allowed to actually record the actual presentation in full. So I wanted to share this with you, the rough version. And it is part of my story. It's part of who I am. And it's part of what is going to help this podcast grow and flourish and spread my mission through the hiring of Amy and Ariel. You know, I do talk a lot about how I cut the price of my program because my mission is for the everyday woman feeling stuck. And we've been burned by this integrative healthcare, and we've been burned by our healthcare providers and other programs claiming that they were going to help us with our perimenopause symptoms, and we still feel stuck. And I want no woman to feel stuck. As you can see, it was a 21 career journey that took me to this point, 15 different advanced degrees and credentials. I'm a little psycho, but I wanted to save myself, right? So to that ambitious, feisty woman out there, our podcast community, we love you. We are here to share the latest sports science with you, the latest nutrition, combining the functional medicine, integrative health, all different aspects so that you can feel, look, and run your best. So with that, check out breakingthroughwellness.com if you haven't seen our results chart. If you haven't learned about our program, maybe it's not for you, but do tell a friend, because your support of our small, female, and feisty-owned business, because as you can see, we are getting drowned out on social media. It is really hard as a science-based practitioner to stand out, but we want to do it in a way with integrity, be bold, and serve the women who need us. So with that, I am wishing you a vibrant, healthy, and high-performance journey ahead. Take care. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Maximizing Fitness, Fat Loss, and Running Through Perimenopause. We hope you found it refreshingly simple, straightforward, and actionable. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. Your feedback means the world to us and helps others discover our podcast. And don't miss out. Hop on over to breakingthroughwellness.com to subscribe to my newsletter. Stay up to date on upcoming episodes, free resources, my live educational events, our community of incredibly strong women, and Badass Breakthrough Academy, the one-on-one coaching program and learning experience for women ready to unlock their best with less stress. Thank you again for being part of our podcast community. Until next time, keep it simple, low stress, and specific to you. And of course, your friendly medical disclaimer. No information on this podcast or provided through any of our services should be used to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any disease or condition. Please always seek the advice of a trusted medical professional, such as your doctor, as needed. We are collaborative here at Breaking Through Wellness as an active member of your team when we work in one-on-one coaching services only. With that, we are wishing you a vibrant, healthy, and high-performance day, finding all the information you need to unlock your best with less stress.